All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and we are back here in studio today for a new live episode on Discolli. It is November 1st, 2024. Happy November, everyone. It is officially, we're officially done October. We have gone into a new month, which is always exciting. For those people out there who do celebrate today, just like myself, happy Day of the Dead. This has been going on for the past couple days. We slowly start the Day of the Dead with a couple like traditions that still happen in October. And then in the first and the second, we do also have the main 2 days of celebration for the Day of the Dead. So happy Day of the Dead, everyone. Before we get into it, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is quite the day here in Vancouver today. It is gray. It is wet. It is rainy. There's so much wind. Like, it's Vancouver for you, I'm not going to lie. But it is what it is, right? And we are here. We are back. I apologize for a little bit of my tardiness. There was a bit of traffic today on my way here, but we were able to make it here for, like I said, a new episode, which is always, always, always super exciting. Now, if you don't know how the show works and want to know a little bit of what happens here on Discolli, basically for about half of the show, we talk about a mainstream artist. Discolli is all about music, the music world, and we literally just yap about it for about an hour. But we divide it into two sections, where the first section we talk about a mainstream artist, a pretty well-known artist, an artist who has a pretty solidified discography, a really solidified career, and is known within the mainstream world of music. We talk about an album of theirs in specific. We talk about their music. We talk about their artistry. We talk about their vinyl presence, if they had any. And we also talk about their concerts, tours, you name it. We'll debrief it as fast as we can. And then about halfway, I say halfway as in maybe three quarters of the way, we turn into our Discovered Artist of the Week, which is a Canadian artist, or I like to be keeping it a Canadian artist, who reminds me a little bit of this mainstream artist, and give them a little bit of a platform and, you know, talk about their music. Go into it blind is always a fun part of it as well. We go into it being like, oh my God, like, who is this person? I've never heard their music. And then we give our live opinions here on Discolli. So that is basically how the show works for you guys today. And we'll get straight into it because, like I've mentioned, I do not stop talking. So, all right. So for today, we are going to be discovering, we're not discovering, but talking the discourse around Miss Caroline Polachek. Caroline Polachek is a very interesting artist. It is an artist that, like, not a lot of people, how can I say this? Like, some people may know, but I feel like people who very much are interested in experimental music are aware of who Caroline Polachek is. Caroline Polachek has also been able to grow a bit of a platform through some of her features in her songs, and also with her latest album that we will be talking about today. It was rated really, really highly on Pitchfork as well as the Rolling Stone, which gave her a bit more of a highlight in the music world, which, you know, gave her her name. So to start off, we're going to go through a little bit of a biography of who Caroline Polachek is. Her full name is Caroline Elizabeth Polachek. She's born June 20th, 1985, so that does make her 39 years old, and she was born in Manhattan, New York, in the U.S. She is a singer-songwriter-producer who dabbles in indie pop, alt pop, art pop, experimental pop, and avant pop. So pop, but like various different subsections of pop, of course. She originally started her music career in a duo band called Chairlift that did music under indie pop. And then after that, the band separated a little bit, and then she became her own solo artist under the name Caroline Polachek, which is her actual name. She is signed under Columbia Records with Sony, so Sony Entertainment Music. And she also had like an alternative artist name that some people sometimes go by. For example, like Mac Miller, he had like an alternative artist name by the name of Larry Levinstein, where he did jazz music, right? And then Mac Miller was his actual other main career, main artist, main persona, where he did, you know, like R&B kind of music, as well as a little bit of subtle rap. But yeah, so Caroline Polachek did a project called Arcadia under the name Ramona Lisa. That is still out there, actually, and not that many people know about, because I didn't know about it either. This is something that I just learned. She grabbed a lot of influences within her music from Japanese songs and anime themes. And additionally, her vocal inspiration is mainly based on Celine Dion. Celine Dion has such a specific voice. It's very nasally. It's a little bit, how can I say this? The vocal range is quite immense. If anyone has ever seen her sing live, I mean, obviously we have those songs like My Heart Will Go On. We also have those songs such as, how can I say this? One of the latest ones was when she performed at the Olympics. I think she sang, I forget the title of the song. I think it was like a hymn to something. Maybe a hymn to L'Hymne to l'Amour, I think it's Edith Piaf. Anyway, and she absolutely killed it. And you can see Celine Dion's like vocal range is quite big, quite large, and she's able to do it. So is Caroline Polachek. Actually, Caroline has such a beautiful voice. She has a bit of like, I don't want to call it like a yodel exactly, but she reminds me a lot of, what's it called? The Cranberries. The lead singer, we have, oh my God, I'm forgetting her name. O'Brien, right? It's O'Brien. Oh God, Dolores O'Riordan, not O'Brien, Jesus. Dolores O'Riordan. Kind of like a similar yodel. Like, I don't know if people know that yodel that happens within the song Dreams. Very similar. We're actually going to listen to an example of that with her first song off of the album that I've chosen for today. And you guys will be able to understand a little bit more what I'm talking about. And finally, she has worked with artists such as Charlie XCX. And I never know how to pronounce this name. I don't know if it's Weyes Blood or Weyes Blood or... Yeah. W-E-Y-E-S. Weyes Blood? Like eyes? Weyes Blood? Anyway. But Charlie XCX is definitely one of the main ones that she has collaborated with. I mean, we just recently had the collaboration with Caroline Polachek on the song Everything Is Romantic, right? Yeah. Everything Is Romantic. I am fact-checking this because I actually... Yes. Everything Is Romantic featuring Caroline Polachek with the Fall in Love Again and Again. We also had another song with Charlie XCX, and I'm pretty sure it's called New Shapes. Honestly, yeah, one of my favorite ones off of the Crash album. Let me just check. Maybe I can play it a little bit if it isn't. No, it is. It is explicit. So take a little listen to it if you guys want. New Shapes by Charlie XCX and Caroline Polachek, as well as Everything Is Romantic by Charlie XCX and Caroline Polachek. If you guys don't know exactly who Caroline Polachek is, I might actually play one of her most famous songs called So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings. Love this song, released in 2019 under her album Pang. She does only have two albums so far under the name Caroline Polachek, which is Pang in 2019 and Desire I Want to Turn Into You from 2022. She released the deluxe version of The Desire I Want to Turn Into You called the Ever Asking Edition in 2023. So we did get the deluxe off of that, which is great. Let's see. I'm going to play just a little snippet of So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings so that you guys can maybe understand what I'm talking about when it comes to Caroline Polachek. This is Caroline Polachek for you guys.
You tonight, and I'm out of
is Caroline Polachek with So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings. Great song. I absolutely love it. I remember I hyperfixated to the song, I think like a couple months ago, where all I did was listen to that song. I don't even know what the little catchy part of it is. I think it might just be like her kind of like angelic voice and repeat in the background, like the that part. Classic Caroline. If you ever think that Caroline's going to be in a song and you just kind of hear like the kind of like that little echoey angelic voice that she might hit like a elongated note, it's probably her. I'm not going to lie. And we'll be able to see that with the first song off of The Desire I Want to Turn Into You that we'll be playing today. A little introduction on the album. It was released February 14th in 2022-ish. 2022 because she started releasing the singles in 2022 and then she released the full album in 2023. It was under Sony Music and The Orchard, which are her two record labels. And yes, it is produced by herself and infamous producer Dan Nigro, I did not mean to say it in any way incorrectly. I'm pretty sure it's Dan Nigro. I'm not exactly sure. Anyway, but yes. Dan Nigro is someone who has produced for many famous people. A notable mention is Billy Idol. And yeah, under this album, we have the genres of alt-pop and alternative pop. The first time I ever heard of art pop was through Lady Gaga's album called Art Pop. And it's like this very intricate like type of pop. I mean, it's obviously a little bit self-explanatory within the actual name of the genre in the form that it is pop, but with an artistic twist. It is very much based in experimental music and kind of around electronic. And I don't even know, like kind of like playing around with like a keyboard and songs and kind of stuff like that. But yeah, that's basically, that's kind of how I interpret art pop. But still having that type of flow that pop has and that type of catchiness that it has. I mean, for me, like, the perfect example of art pop would be, let's see. I remember Lady Gaga did a great example of it. There's obviously Applause off of Art Pop, but there's one song that I keep forgetting. Let's see. Let me just bring it up right here. Art Pop by Lady Gaga. Oh. Right. The song's called Aura. Listen to Aura. It is produced by Gaga herself and Zedd. There's actually a couple songs off of this album that are produced by Zedd, just like Guy and also, where is it? There it is, Donatella. So give it a listen if you guys want to know a little bit what art pop is. I think she did a great job on this album. But anyway, back to Caroline Polachek. There were six singles that were released with this album. Bunny is a Rider, Billions, Sunset, Welcome to My Island, Blood and Butter, and Smoke. And like I mentioned, the Ever Asking Edition, the deluxe version of this album, was released in 2023-2024. But yeah, let's get straight into Caroline Polachek. I'm super excited to do this album. The first song that I want to play off of this album, which is her introduction song, is called Welcome to My Island. It's the super weird song. I remember the first time I listened to it, I actually felt a little bit odd. I was like, this feels so weird, but like, why am I into it? But you'll see what I mean by her little kind of like yodel, but also kind of like her scream, her little Polachek scream is kind of like what I like to call it. Anyway, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Caroline Polachek with Welcome to My Island.
Like me, you ain't leaving. You ain't leaving. Watch your ego, watch your head, girl. You're so smart, so talented. But now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess. And you're all alone, you can't go to bed. Too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend. Girl, forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection. Cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Welcome back. You're listening to Discali on CITR 11.9 FM Vancouver. And that was Welcome to My Island by Caroline Polachek. You see what I mean by her screams? They're just so, like, angelic, which is actually interesting because a little background on this song is that this song was actually originally recorded and written back in 2019 with the release of her first debut album called Pang. In a quote with Art Culture, she said that the song was a puzzle that went through a million versions to arrive at maximum brat mode, which I love that she was also on the kind of like the same wave, like brainwave of like the initiation of brat, like the aesthetic of brat coming into music. Additionally, she said that while she was writing the song, she almost saw this from a point of view of egg trapping the sperm. Really interesting imagery here. It's Manacle Huge Ego. This is the brattiest song she's ever written, and she needed to go full Brant Rat mode. She doesn't think, attitude-wise, that she's ever gotten to tear into the feeling of conflict and frustration. The record is dealing with catharsis and repression a lot, and she thinks that setting up that tension on track was one of the mission statements that she had. She also described the song to be a song for, quote-unquote, the Headless Angels, which is a loose reference to her song Billions, a single that she released in 2022. Great song. I really like the, I guess it's like a keyboard, like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It kind of sounds like a little bit like universe, kind of like an open space. I love when like specific instruments kind of like create this feeling of like an open space. And additionally, with like that keyboard kind of doing that, we can kind of see like Caroline's voice echo throughout the space that she is creating with the production behind that music. But yeah, if anyone has, I've actually sat down to to see the music video to this song. It's quite interesting. It's quite a little cinematic experience. So if you guys have some time, definitely check it out. There was a remix to the song, actually, Welcome to My Island, featuring George Daniel and Charlie XCX on the remix. So if you definitely want to take a little listen to that, go right ahead. Going down the track list, the total number of songs off of the entire deluxe and everything is actually 20, to mean an hour and 16 minutes of pure music. But right after Welcome to My Island, we have Pretty Impossible, and that is not like Pretty Impossible, it's like Pretty Impossible. And then we have Bunny is a Rider. Bunny is a Rider is one of my favorite songs off of this album, and I feel like that's a general consensus to people who have listened to this album. And then right after we have another one of my favorites, but we'll get into that quite soon. We'll play Bunny as a Writer, come back, and talk about it. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Bunny as a Writer by Caroline Polachek.
Bunny is a writer, satellite can't find her, no sympathy, ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a writer, satellite can't find her, no sympathy, ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a writer, no sympathy. Satellite can't find her, no sympathy. But I'm so non-physical, I do feel like a lady. I do, fire's blazing. I do, heart isn't breaking. I do, but don't drop my name. Bunny is a writer, satellite can't find her, no sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Bunny is a rider, giddy up, can't find it, no sympathy. Ain't nothing for free. Dirty like it's Earth Day, tryna wet that palate. Can you cut that dry, crush that rag, run out to yawn. A-wall on a Thursday, tryna go ask Alice, tryna catch that rabbit, but I'm so non-physical.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about
it because it's true for me. All right, we are back. Welcome back to Disc Scully. That was Bunny is a Writer by Caroline Polajek. Also, I do want to give a quick little shout out to SASC, my friends over at SASC. I've worked with them. They are lovely people over there. They are super helpful. Honestly, always prioritize safe and be aware of sexual health. So 100%, I do back them up on that little PSA. Bunny is a Writer. All right, let's talk about it. I've always wondered, always, and I've been asked a lot as well because I sometimes talk a lot about this song. Who is Bunny? Who is Bunny, and why are they a writer? Upon doing a quick research on who Bunny is, Caroline actually stated in an interview that Bunny is a mysterious identity. There's no actual identity to it, but Bunny is slippery, impossible to get a hold of. Maybe it's a fantasy, maybe it's a bad attitude, but anyone can be Bunny, at least for 3 minutes and 17 seconds. That's kind of the answer that Caroline gave us. I'm guessing, obviously, like, the song is just referring to, like, how this mysterious person, feeling, call it what you want, phenomenon, is just a writer. Like, it goes with the flow. It's doing its own little thing. Like, it's living, I guess. She also wrote the song Bunny is a Writer as a summer jam about being unavailable. And that's what I mean. Like, kind of like it's living its own little life. Kind of just going on and about and just living day by day. And like she stated, impossible to get a hold of. Something that I love, love, love about this song is like the little like whistling in the back, like the I can't whistle that high to save a life. So you can imagine what I'm talking about. And then there's also like this great bass, like the doo-doom, 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 doo-doom. Anyway, with as well as a little baby voice in the background, in the introduction, as well as a little bit throughout, the song itself. Caroline Polachek does have a very crisp voice whenever she sings. So sometimes it can be mistaken for autotune, but I'm pretty sure in the song there is the slightest bit of autotune that she works with just to kind of make her voice have these kind of like crispier runs, which, again, no shame, no anything around using autotune. If anything, praise it, because it's a form of working with your voice and altering it and distorting it to make it sound cooler, sicker, and just so much more fun. This song is actually under quote-unquote electric pop and avant pop because it has a kind of like a groovy, like a gentle groovy but still like danceable kind of beat to it, while also still using some classic and standard like indie instruments such as like a bass, right? That is on that side of Caroline Polachek's with Bunny is a Writer. I do want to talk a little bit about the record pressings of this album. It was actually a really cool record pressing for the actual vinyl itself. She released a copper vinyl, and I don't exactly know how they make these, but I'm pretty sure it's like a base, like orange brown kind of color, and then they put in some type of, I generally don't know, some type of like glitter or shimmer to it that makes it look like melted copper, if that makes sense. I actually own this version of the vinyl, which is super exciting because I always like look at it and I'm always so surprised by how they make it. But anyway, it's really nice. If you put it against the light, it shines copper, obviously. She also has a Tiger's Eye version. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of the Tiger's Eye stone. It's kind of like the stone that's like brown, but then it has like different little layers of like black. It's like a brown, kind of like a latte colored stone, and then it has some black lines, some orangey red lines, and it's really, really nice. And it's called a tiger's eye because it kind of looks like a tiger's eye or like a tiger's skin. I think we also had a release of a Blood Records. I actually might just quickly check Discogs. If you guys don't know what Discogs is, I rave about it all the time. Discogs is, I want to turn, sorry, turn into you. Discogs is a platform where you can keep check of all of your records. It's kind of like this like online record shelf, if that makes sense. You can log in your records. You can log in what kind of record you have, as in like the record pressing, what year, where you bought it, what kind, and then if it's signed or not. Like, there's always going to be a version of it. And then you can also sell them actually on this website. But I usually just do it to see how much how big my record collection is growing. So yeah, there was a Tiger's Eye, there was a regular copper, which was standard, there was a red swirl, and there was also a milky clear. But yeah, typical vinyl pressings, but I love that she did it that way. And the album cover for this project is like kind of like her in a subway on the floor crawling, which is really cool. And then for the Ever Asking edition, it's her on a subway couch, chair, like a seat, I guess. Grabbing her two legs and like listening to her music in a very like indie quirky little way. But yeah, the next song I do want to play is called Sunset. Sunset, like immediately I was so tipped off by the way like the song started. I'm not going to spoil it, but it was not the genre that I thought. And you'll see what I mean when I start playing it. So I'll just let you guys enjoy it a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Discoli, and this is Caroline Polachek with Sunset.
Guest. I turn it right and right and right instead of turning left. The boy of patience is a magic kind of medicine. Cause every spiral brings me back into your arms again. So no regrets, cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless and in your arms. A warm horizon, don't look back, let's ride. Stories we were told about a safety net, but when I look for it, it's just a hand that's holding mine. I'm wearing black to mourn the sudden loss of innocence, and that's alright because it hides the dirt and hides the wine. So no regrets, cause you're my sunset, fiery red, forever fearless and in your arms. A warm horizon, don't look back, let's ride.
Welcome back. That was Sunset by Caroline Polachek. You see what I mean by like what I very much didn't expect it to be. Immediately when the song starts, you immediately hear like the, I guess I can just say it's like flamenco. You can hear the guitar go kind of really crazy. It's really fast. It's a fast-paced song. We hear the clapping in the background. You hear that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right? But yeah, I guess one of the reasons why this song is obviously flamenco based is because it was co-produced by Sega Bodega, a flamenco indebted producer who accompanied Caroline Polachek on this song Sunset, as they yeah, as they kind of just like decided to create kind of like a music video around it that takes place in Barcelona, which makes sense. And you can also hear the from Caroline. Again, those like that specific sound that she has to her voice. I don't even know how to describe it. I'm going to have to like come up with a term or something to describe Sunset. But I love Sunset so much. It could be because of my love for flamenco music, as some of you may have told if you guys did listen to my Rosalia episode that I did a couple weeks ago. Flamenco is definitely an awesome danceable beat. So that's why I do end up loving that. We are going to get into a couple last things about Caroline while before we do play our last song of hers. That I've chosen for today. We will be talking a little bit about her concerts right now. So she did, in fact, tour a little bit this album, but she actually toured it within another tour. And I mean that by she was the opener for a good amount of shows for Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia tour back in 2021-2022-ish. And she was an opener for Dua Lipa. And so she was playing her music around the world as she toured with her. So that's super cool. I still have yet to see Caroline live. She doesn't do that many live shows at the moment right now. She may be working on a new album. She may also just be busy with her own personal life. Or she may just be doing like little shows, because I have seen some TikToks where people are like, oh my God, Caroline. And then she's just, it's like a small little like theater show, which I would kill to see, hopefully maybe one day. But yeah, that's kind of like the main little scene for her in concerts. The last song that I do want to play is called Fly to You, and it's featuring Grimes. Grimes, a Vancouver icon, for those who didn't know. Grimes is actually from Vancouver, BC, Canada. But yeah, Grimes and Ditto. So we'll get into that song, wrap up Caroline for today, and go into our Discovered Artist of the Week. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Fly to You, featuring Grimes and Ditto.
Thank you.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radioland. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon, on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
What a beautiful reminder of what is right next after my show today. Welcome back, you guys. You're listening to Discali, and that was Fly to You featuring Grimes and Ditto by Caroline Polachek. The perfect way to wrap up Miss Caroline today. Honestly, like, sometimes I always tell this to my friends. I'm just like, sometimes I do my show and I fully forget what I'm talking about. And I mean as in, like, fully forget as in, like, I don't remember what I said, like, 30 minutes ago. Like, I said it, I meant it wholeheartedly. But I could not remember. But anyway, that's why we're here, because we just say everything that comes to our brain immediately on the go about music, because that's how music makes us feel. It makes us feel that certain way in the moment. Anyway, that was Caroline Polachek for you guys. We are moving on today to Luna Lee as our discovered artist of the week. Her full name is Hannah. Let's see if I can pronounce this correctly. I'm going to pronounce it in French just because I think it's a French middle name. Hannah Brussière. Kim. If not, it's Brussière. Hannah Brussière Kim. Anyway, she's born in Toronto, Ontario, on October 3rd, 1996, which does make her 28 years of age. She is under AWAL Records, or AWAL, and she writes bedroom pop, indie pop, indie rock, dream pop, and chamber pop. So a bunch of subsections within pop, as well as rock. And yeah, when I listen to her music a little bit, she kind of reminds me more of Biba Doobie. Or Biba Doobie for other people who pronounce it that way. So if I ever did an episode on Biba Doobie, I could have done Luna Lee. But she also had a couple similarities in the sense of Caroline, just kind of in more of a chill production. It's not as electric as Caroline, but like there are some fun songs within it as well. And obviously anything to do with indie pop, I will be playing on the show. The first song that I do want to play for you guys is called That's Life, off of her new album, When a Thought Grows Wings, that was released in 2024 on August 23rd. So we'll start off with that song and then come back and talk about it. You're listening to Discali, and this is That's Life by Luna Lee.
Just can't be bothered.
That's Life by Luna Lee. Great little song, right? You can kind of see what I mean by similarities with Biba Doobie. A bit of kind of like that indie soft rock kind of production to it. Nothing too crazy, but you can also see some similarities within the layering of voices to that of Caroline Polachek. This is kind of like that type of music that I just kind of like want to put when I'm cleaning my room. Does that make sense? Which I guess kind of makes sense within the bedroom pop of it all. But it's very soft. It's very nice. It's very fun. She has a very, how can I say this? Kind of like a pillowy voice. It's very soothing. It's tranquil. It kind of like cools down the soul and brings your energy down a little bit with still a little bit of like a danceable production to it, which is nice. So I like that. I like That's Life. I definitely will take a whole listen to this album in its entirety sooner rather than later because I'm actually starting to like it quite a bit. The next song I want to play is called I Imagine off of the same album. Actually, no, I didn't even notice. Guys, it's Uncensored. Unfortunately, I will not be playing that song, but definitely everyone take a little listen to it. But I do have a next song and it's called Confusion Song, which is the first track off of her album. We'll listen to it, go into it blind and come back and discuss it a little bit. You're listening to Discali and this is Luna Lee with Confusion Song. I kind of picture Luna Lee to be someone, like to be Caroline Polachek if Caroline never took an electrical pop spin to it. Again, a very soft and kind of like angelic-like voice we see again here in the song Confusion Song with also like the keyboard in the background, which is something that Caroline also loves to use a lot, which is a nice little similarity there for you guys. Up next at 12, like I've mentioned a little bit before, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around and listen to the new episode with Dave. It's always fun. So it's a good time and perfect for a little lunch break as well. I mean, it is the eclectic lunch. Haha, get it? Anyway, let's see if I have enough time for this. Should I? I think I might just play Bon Voyage then. Okay, so I was going to play both Bon Voyage and Golden Hour, which are the last two tracks off of her album. I think I'm just going to be able to play Bon Voyage, so definitely, or should I play Golden Hour? Actually, Bon Voyage. I'm going to play Bon Voyage, and then I'll leave Golden Hour up for you guys to listen on your own time. Definitely check out Luna Lee. She is incredible. Such a good album, such a good artist, and always a good time to discover new people, right? I do want to say thank you guys so much for sticking around today to listen to the Scully. Thank you guys for talking about Krylon Polachek with me and discovering Miss Luna Lee today. I'll see you guys next week for a new episode. On the show, on Discali. If you guys ever want to reach out to me or have any suggestions, music suggestions or anything, please, please, please reach out to me at _Discali_ on Instagram. I also have a little TikTok page, which I'm trying to reincarnate because it is a little bit down right now. But you know what? It's fine. Student. I'm a student. I always try to remember that. But anyway, this is Bon Voyage by Luna Lee. Guys, thank you guys so much one more time for tuning in with me. I'll see you guys next week. And this song is called Bon Voyage.
You were hungry today for all kinds of things, smiling up an appetite and frowning when I take a bite. You've got control, it's a thin layer of water sitting on my skin, wanting to sink in. I want to see into your heart. You told me fear is an illusion. I want to know just where to start until the sweet conclusion. Now I'm swallowing from the